time now is 6:30 p.m. Call to order this meeting for Land and Natural Resource Cultural Preservation Committee, September 12th, 2017. Invocation, Mitch, would you offer that this morning or this evening? Next, we have a roll call.
Darrell Crocker?
Here.
Mark Randolph?
Present.
Dale Beaver?
Here.
Thomas Shahola?
Here.
Mitch Jack?
Here.
Chairman Rob, 5 present, 0 absent.
5 present, 0 absent constitutes a quorum, and any business conducted this evening will be official. Next we have is approval minutes for 8-8-2017, 8-14-2017, and 8-15-2017. Give the committee time to review and ask for a motion.
Chairman, make a motion to approve minutes with any changes necessary.
Motion been made by Dale Beaver to approve minutes with any needed changes. Seconded by Mark Randolph. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next we have is order of business. Church and ceremonial grant. Grant applications. First up is Tallahassee Wakukayu ceremonial ground. David? Here he is. Yes.
Thank you, Chairman. Ceremonial ground is making the application for the level one $5,000 grant to upgrade some electrical issues that we have, and also to rehab a portion of our shower building that we have out there. It's used by 30 plus people at most of our dances, especially in the summer months. The biggest item I was submitted a budget and also a quote by an electrician. We're going to have an electrician, an electrical contract to do something with, because we're going to have an upgrade at the service pole and have electricians out there, but they're not qualified to do that. They just have duct tape and stuff. So. I'll submit my budget. I hope you have a copy of that before mm-hmm. If you have any questions. I think we tried to lay everything out that we could. Like I said, the electrical contractors would be the highest part of the budget, but that was a necessity that we had. So,
mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions?
Motion nope. Due pass.
Motion for due pass from Mark Randolph, seconded by Mitch Jack. Roll call.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Chairman, 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. All right. Next we have is Willica United Methodist Fellowship.
Good evening, Chairman.
Good evening. us what you have.
Well, what we're requesting is the church in Marika. It's a fellowship right now. We've got single pane windows in there. We also want to get handicap restrooms as well as new doors. On here it says $50,000, but that's not what we requested. We'll gladly accept that. No, just joking. But no, we've included three quotes in here, so if you had a chance to look at those. But if I could, let me tell you about this church a little bit, because I've been there for about 3 years, and I'll tell you how we've been promoting in the community. We've got a couple of the elders that are teaching the young ones the Creek songs, traditional songs, and that's Will Holby, as well as a gentleman from O'Keefe and Mark Gibson. But we hold weekly Sunday services, morning and evening. We have luncheon after every Sunday service. We have Sunday school. We have Wednesday night services. Our attendance is usually on Sunday morning, 20 to 25. We have 10 on Sunday evenings, about 8 on Wednesday services. We opened it up to the community. We also have our communion monthly. Annually, we have 2 revivals. We have 2 gospel scenes. We just finished over the Labor Day weekend with one of our revivals. We had both nights 15 churches that were present. We have monthly fundraisers, which is our breakfast, the first Saturday of every month. We have holiday programs in the church, Christmas trees, Thanksgiving Day dinner. We offer food and gift baskets, back to school cookouts. We offer exercise program to the community. We have a bullying program. We have youth programs. We have an annual 5K walk. The church is open to community activities, weddings, funerals, food bingos. And recently this year at our annual conference, we were awarded the One Matters Award, which is a discipleship ministries and opening the church up. What the motto, what our slogan is, that the church provides opportunities for disciples to grow and mature in faith. And our one of our people that sponsor us was awarded the 2017 Northeast Region Lay Leadership Award. So we're progressing in the church. We do a lot of things for the community. In addition to that, that we mow lawns for area churches, getting ready to help Alabama this weekend. They're having their service, so we'll go down and help them mow, as well as elders and different ones in the Waleka community. So the church has been open to all different types of activities, but utilities are killing us with the single pane windows, and we need to have that handicap accessibility in the restrooms, and our doors are rotting out.
Okay, the quotes you have are around the 25 to 26
yes.
range, and you're asking for 50?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I had marked on.
No, you have another one for 31,000.
That was one of the quotes, yes.
Okay, now which one do you desire?
Probably around the 25, because the one, they added more into that. They was wanting to add carpet, and we don't need carpet. All we need are those three items, are the windows, the restroom, and the doors.
So you have two, and you had one for 25,2, and one for 26,850.
Yes.
So which one is it that you?
26.
26.
26.
Yes. Okay. 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 Okay.
Yeah. 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 We marked that, mm-hmm. So we'll just make a motion to approve.
Any questions?
$26,850.
Okay. Yeah. The amount he is requesting is 26.
Yeah,
26,850. Any questions?
Thomas? I got a couple of questions.
Sure.
I'm just not familiar. How did you acquire the church?
It came through the Oklahoma Conference. They deeded it over to us
okay.
in 2014.
Okay.
It was originally started in 1922.
Okay, so it was an existing church.
Yes, it was.
Just
yes.
Bigger transfer over.
Right.
Okay, now I've got one more question. I'm just kind of, I don't know about about, you know, how the conference works.
Yes.
Now, if that, that's been deeded to you now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, well, that's okay. I know. I understand. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't have any more questions.
Mm-hmm. No questions.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph, seconded by Thomas Shahola. Roll call.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Chairman Hall, 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, committee.
Thank you.
Next we have is Forest Creek Baptist Church. What's your total you're looking for? 50?
50.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Could you, is everybody ready?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit about what you're looking to?
Well, it's been down there for quite some time. And it's not falling in, but mm-hmm. it's weather damaged. And when it was built, there were there were certain things that weren't put up there. So the rain has come in and damaged one, the adjoining classroom, you know, right next to the church building. So there's it's just damaged in there. And,
okay, the roof needs to be repaired because of leakage in the corner where the main building and the classroom meets. Both areas has mold. The panel needs to be replaced in the classrooms, and the tiles need to be replaced in all rooms. Our doors on the outside, there are 6 of them. They need to be replaced because they're shaky. And we have a small air conditioner in the main building. It needs to be replaced because it doesn't heat up very well. And our outside siding, the panel, needs to be replaced because looks like it's busted. The wood has been rotten. It's rotten. Mm-hmm. And then the women's and men's bathroom needs to be worked on. New pipes, heater in both bathrooms, and we need a new water heater. And then our lights on the outside are broken, and the porch needs to be fixed. We did send pictures, and I'm not for sure if you can see that all. And on the steps, we need a handicap also. And then the last few times, 2 or 3 times when it rained, our water line busted. And we need to see if we can get that one fixed also.
Okay. The total you have is $55,875.
We're going to go with the, 40.
Oh, 48,310?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Questions? Greg Mitch.
Castro was saying the traditional Muskogee hams down there.
Mm-hmm.
And got over 80%.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
We said millions. We do not have a pastor at this time. We hold the Sunday school. How it started out is my mom, we were from a large family.
Yeah.
And we had Sunday school in the house until my grandma deeded an acre of land to make. But we do not have a pastor at this time. We still hold the Sunday school. And if we have a visiting preacher, we give them time. For his services and everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then are you the women's leader?
Basically, we don't have a women's leader yet. We share responsibility for the church.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a deacon?
No deacon.
Yeah.
We whenever it would be one of our cousins, Adam Harcho, that if we do need, he's the one that we call upon.
Okay, thank you.
Just a minute. this construction, who's the construction company that you're hiring?
Is that Rogers?
Oh, Joseph Rogers is the owner of that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Does he have all of the, has he bonded license or anything like that?
We haven't received that yet, but he says he is.
Mm-hmm. And he's, the labor on this is, you got $16,000 for labor.
Okay, I'm not aware how much okay. on that one.
He's,
yeah.
He's the one that gave us those
this
quotes.
Is his
yeah.
quote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's his yeah. quote. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Mark.
I have a question for Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is our contract, doesn't it go with this application?
Yes.
Did y'all see that the contract?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's.
We'll need him to sign that because in the past we've had problems with people coming in and not doing the work they said they were going to and leaving and all that. So for us to. We'll need him to sign that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can get you a copy.
I do believe I have a copy in my bag.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
More questions? Dale?
Y'all just have services on Sunday morning?
Sunday morning, uh-huh. And sometimes it'd be in the afternoon, for holidays, but we do have services in the morning. And if the, like I said, if there's a visiting preacher, we will have it in the afternoon.
What time do y'all start?
For Sunday school, it's at 10. And again, if we have the visiting preacher, it's at 11.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say this is one of the churches that we as ministers have visited from time to time. And when they need help, we'll stop in and we'll hold some of their services for them on Sunday mornings and evenings.
Mm-hmm.
Typically like before Sunday, so there's a number of us that will stop by and help them, you know, as they need help and services.
They have an opening.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but we're working on that.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? Yes, Julie.
Can I ask, where's your church located?
Our church is located, if you know where Wilson School, it's 1.5 miles south of Wilson, but it's 7.5 miles northwest of from Henrietta, the back way. Mm-hmm.
Is that on Turkey Pain Road?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been closed for a while since that mold.
Okay.
Do y'all need this right away? Because the reason why I'm asking is because the license.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm afraid of.
Right.
Because of what happened in the past.
Well, I spoke to him today. I'm sorry. I spoke to him today, and he said he called the state insurance people in Oklahoma City, and they told him he would have his papers within 2 days, and he hasn't received them yet. So that's what he's telling me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we really require that gets.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Produced so we can before we allow y'all to have any funding.
Okay. Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I guess we can.
Till next month.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Tom, when?
Next month.
Next month.
Oh, next month.
Yeah,
okay.
You won't. As long as we get the papers in and everything should
okay.
be good.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Make a motion postpone for a month.
Postponed for 1 month more. Mark Randolph. Seconded by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman have 4-0 against.
4-0 against. That motion passes.
Okay,
right,
great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next item we have is Sand Creek Ceremonial Ground.
Ceremonial ground for repairs and ceremony as well. Our current equipment is it's always needing maintenance and stuff, y'all. We have to take it to the maintenance place twice every summer. We're requesting for chainsaws, weed eaters, small Kubota, an auger. These are to further maintain the livelihood of our ceremonial ground. And we were requesting for the $20,000.
Okay. Questions? Comments?
On this here, this Kubota, is that for a tractor?
It's a small tractor.
Small tractor?
Yes.
Okay, now, some years ago, you know, Mason purchased tractors for most of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you still have that?
Yes, we still do. At the current time, we don't have a truck big enough to pull our tractor at the moment. We were afraid that we have to get family members to schedule a time for us to haul the big tractor down there and brush off and stuff. And so the smaller tractor would be more convenient for us to maintain our brush hogging without bothering our relatives. Mm-hmm. Our relatives, they're not members of the ceremonial ground, so we have to catch them at a certain time too. Mm-hmm. And we're also afraid to leave it at the ceremonial ground because.
Yeah, I understand.
Yes.
Also, they bought trailers too.
Mm-hmm.
For that purpose.
Mm-hmm. We're not requesting for a trailer because we would also use the ones for the tractors, but it's just it's kind of gotten to a hassle to where we have to schedule the time to ask our relatives to pull this big tractor, and you know he's busy. We don't know his schedule, and so we all have smaller trucks, and so it'd be more convenient for us to load this smaller tractor up and take care of our duties in there.
Okay, thank you. I like to add something to that, and I've seen the chainsaws they use, and I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, Buffet, but it's been 4 years since they used the maintenance and upkeep of the chainsaws and stuff. The chainsaws that they got now, they don't even make no more. And so that's why now we're going with this other one, because it was a steel 290 18 inch. They discontinued making those. So they modified.
Or to add on, these chainsaws we've had two for about 6 years, mm-hmm. and the other three for another 4 years, and so it's been a maintenance to keep the carburetors clean in them because water gets in it and residue, and our weed eaters regularly. Go out of service for us, and so we would like to request these steel. They're commercial items, and so they should last longer. We do take care of our equipment down at Sand Creek. It's just we use them quite a bit.
One more question. Whereabouts would you if this passes? Whereabouts would you keep this equipment at? This tractor.
At my residence, where I keep the bigger tractor at. See, we have a. We have two trailers,
mm-hmm.
and the deal a couple years back when we got the tractors, they also put in carports for them,
yeah.
two carports for them, mm-hmm. so we would keep these under there. And so.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Question, Bill.
So you do not use the other tractor at all?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We use it quite regularly. Like I said, I have to get my relative with a bigger truck to haul this for me. And where we house our tractor, it's 20 miles south of our ceremonial ground. So, and our relative, he's quite busy. He works, and then sometimes on the weekends he goes out of state to Powell, so I have to catch him beforehand.
So if you got this tractor, would that, you still need the other tractor then, the original tractor?
Yes. The plan is to brush hog at the start of the season, and then the smaller one would to further maintain it without hauling the big tractor. So I think it'd be quite relevant for us to utilize the smaller one as well.
Okay.
Mark.
How much land do y'all have? You take care of it.
40 acres.
40 acres.
And also to add to that, our relative, we originally set on our 160 allotment. Our relative, he has the remaining 120, so he takes care of the maintenance on that one.
Thank you, Chairman.
I have a question. Does the same amount of grounds get equipment about every 4 years?
They get that maintenance money every 4 years. I think the amount is about $6,000.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all receive that?
No, we didn't. It's been passed due.
It's been what?
Passed due.
Oh, passed due.
We haven't been passed.
I think that's in the cabinet.
Mm-hmm. I think, do they all receive it at the same time?
Yes.
Because
I know about 2 years ago, they called.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the legislation and sent it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they got it, I think, that October, or that, you know, start of the fiscal year.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what we're talking about on this?
I'm familiar with it, but not too much. Can you refresh me?
Thomas, could you let him know what this is for?
Yeah, it's a maintenance, and it's to use for maintaining
right
the equipment, you know, that you previously,
mm-hmm.
you know, got.
Mm-hmm.
Just for what, gas, and
is
for maintenance, repairs, you know, whatever you need, axes, you know, shovels, whatever you use, that's what that's for.
Mm-hmm. Is that to purchase new chainsaws as well? Is that to purchase new chainsaws as well?
Well, you can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just however you desire to,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the upkeep, it's a maintenance. And they get it every 4 years in the amount of $6,000. And it's in the cab. So it's automatic.
All the ceremonial grounds receive this at
yes.
the same time?
Yes.
And this, and that was kind of supposed to go in with the same as which I got this equipment here to help with that maintenance.
Okay.
David?
I think the national is 2019.
2019?
Yeah.
Okay.
2 years,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Ms. Rowe? You think we could check into that and see if they have received that?
I certainly can. Yeah, I could do it first thing in the morning and let you know.
Okay.
Do you mind giving me a call?
Yes, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to speak on behalf of the ceremonial grant because I'm a woman and it's not my place, but our chief has been in there since, I think, this is his fifth year, so I don't know what happened prior to that 5 years ago, but we had another
child. Okay. This has been about a couple of years ago when this last one went out, so if it's coming back in 2019, it'd been 15, so that's just something we need to look into. Any other questions?
Second.
Motion been made for a due pass from Mark Randolph, seconded by Ms. Jack. Roll call.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Ms. Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Chairman Hall, 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you. Item we have is a TR-17-133, a tribal resolution of Muscogee Creek Nation supporting the Alabama Historical Commission and commemorating the tricentennial of Fort Deloitte Fort Jackson Park in Wetumpka, Alabama, in honor and memory of our ancestors. Sponsor is Thomas Shahola.
Motion for
due pass by Thomas Shahola.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Jack. Discussion?
Do you want from the department, sir?
Yes, sir.
Can they, you know, speak on that, please?
Yes, sir. The, this is a tricentennial, bicentennial something, tricentennial celebration for the, I guess the establishment of Fort Salute. It's a fort right outside of Tonk, Alabama. I don't know if you've been there or not, but it's right down the road from the Porch Creek Casino.
Mm-hmm.
They have a yearly celebration there. I think the chief has been invited. I think he's going to attend. This fort was a big part of the creek history. It was established, I didn't even know it. In here it says it was established by Bahana Indians from Alabama. I didn't know that. Anyway, I don't like that either, but anyway. The department is in support of this resolution. We feel that it's an important part of our history and that it should be recognized as part of the tricentennial for Alabama also. And okay. If you have a chance to go, you should go see it. It's real nice. Mm-hmm. Nice area down there.
Okay. Questions?
Sure.
Yes, Mark.
Mr. Proctor,
yes, sir.
How many people attend this? I was looking on the back. It says admission, adults, eight, students, $7. Is there a lot of
people? Probably have 300-400 people come through there during the day.
Okay.
Yeah, they have reenactments, living history camps, and you know, just about everything they have. And then, you know, they shoot muskets at each other kind of thing.
Oh, it's just,
the only bad part about it is they have creek reenactors that aren't creek.
I was wondering, because it, of course, made my wheels spin. I was thinking, wonder how much money they make, wonder how we could make some money, you know, our craftspeople, or even if they would offer a scholarship or something, you know, just, it was just something that was going through my mind.
Speak with everyone about that, you know, since we're going to be a part of it,
right.
Talk to them and see what we do.
Because I was looking and I was thinking, it looks good, but I just wondered.
They used to charge admissions on Spark, they don't charge admissions.
Any other questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Doe Beaver?
Yes.
Ms. Shack?
Yes.
Chairman Hope, 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you. Next item we have is NCA 17-167, Alama Muskogee Creek Nation, authorizing the expenditure of funds awarded from the Institute of Museum and Library Services grant to the Muskogee Creek Nation Cultural Center and Archives Department. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion
for due pass from Mark Randolph. Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion?
Ms. Paxton.
Evening.
Evening.
So this grant is to create a mobile app that will cover for the 2-year grant period 25 historic sites relevant to Muskogee Creek history. Our plans for the draft list that we have right now currently covers, I think, 22 sites in Oklahoma and then 3 sites in the southeast. And Fort Toulouse, actually, I think, is one of them on the list. So we're working with cultural preservation, with Realty, and with Geospatial using some of the software and things that they already have to save some money on cost. And then, of course, Realty will kind of verify the status of the land that we have there. Cultural preservation will also kind of advise us on confidentiality or culturally sensitive sites that we may not want to reveal the exact location, and also right-of-ways and that sort of thing, where we can kind of direct people to go. We do get quite a few calls about tours or being able to offer tours to people, and this is one way to do that. So.
All right, thank you. Questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Chairman Hope, 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you. Next item we have is NCA 17-168, the Lawman School Nation, authorizing a special appropriation to Montezuma Baptist Church. Sponsors Mark Randolph.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph, seconded by Thomas Shahola. Discussion?
Come on.
Oh.
Okay.
need of a lawnmower. We had two lawnmowers, and they're anywhere from 6 to 8 years old between the both of them. And they're Gravely's, and they're we try to get them fixed. They're so old they don't make parts for them anymore. And so we've got parts off one to have one running lawnmower. And we have a beautiful church campus. We have about 7 acres to mow, including the cemetery. And especially this year, we have to mow almost twice a week because of all the rain. And not only do we mow the church and the cemetery, we also help our elderly, widows, anybody that has a need. We have an outreach that will go mow their lawn as well. But we have a lot of wear and tear, and we have 10 camp houses at our church. 9 of them are in working order. Only one's in need of remodel. But that's what the appropriations for. We need another lawnmower to keep up with our grounds.
All right. Thank you. Questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Tom Shahola?
Abstain.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, 3 in favor, 0 against, 1 abstention. That motion passes.
All right. Hello.
And before the BF&J for funding source. Next item we have is NCA 17-169, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to our Pulaski County History Center. Sponsor is Mitch Jack.
Motion for due pass.
Second. By Mitch Jack, seconded by Thomas Shahola. Discussion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here, Chairman. Ms. Peggy Ann couldn't be here tonight because she had a meeting. And we've been working on this, and it's going to be a 3-day event. And they're expecting 500 children, if not plus. It's going to be held up at the county fairgrounds in Okina. They are going to invite 7 schools to come up here. And what she's trying to do is, or what she's going to do, is show them how to basket weave, arts and crafts, finger weaving. And then she's going to have vendors come in and as well do some demonstration. Now, she has received some donations from outside resources. And they don't just went with what the law said, the $5,000. So, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Randall.
Just to add to that, I did speak with her. She showed up yesterday to the Q meeting, thinking it was going to be yesterday. And then tonight, like Representative Jack said, she had another meeting, couldn't attend. She kind of reiterated what Representative Jack spoke with. I spoke with her yesterday, and they have invited the area schools like Okemah, Mason, Bearden, Butner. I think even Wetumpkus already committed to go. And the money that she is requesting is to pay for all the presenters. She told me she had 8 presenters, and then out of the 8, 5 of them are that are doing the presentations. So I believe the money is to buy material, so every student that attends will be doing something, whether it be a basket or a clay model or something. So, and I asked her if she had any other sources for income as far as donations. She said no. She's at a meeting tonight presenting to the city to see if they can get some donations as well. But that's what the request is for, $45,000.
Thank you. Yes, Mark.
I'd like to ask sponsors if she could provide us with the budget. I know I see one in here, but I mean for the whole thing. I know when our people come and ask for money, we always tell them that they need to have half, you know. And I was looking at this and I was thinking it looks like we're sponsoring the whole thing.
Yes.
But, you know.
If I may. Yes. And that's what I was saying. She's going to the city tonight, and that's one of the questions I asked her was, what if they cut it down to 25? but we may have to put it off until we can find more money. Apparently she's having trouble finding some funding for it, so it's one of those things. I mean, I know exactly where you're going with that.
I'll support it because of the area and the schools. I know the schools that are there are predominantly Creek. And I see that it's going to host at least 500 children, so I'll support it for that. But I was just thinking, you know, usually we're all, I think when we ask for accountability, it should be across the board.
And like I said, that was one of the questions I asked, because same boat as you, I don't feel like Creek Nation should give the whole amount. And that's why I asked her where other donations are you getting, and she wasn't getting any help from anybody, and that's why she came to the tribe and was like, if you guys don't help us, then we may not even be able to have it. So it's just one of those things. I mean, it's up to the committee, however you want to do it. If you want to fund $5,000, if you want to cut it in half, that's totally up to you guys. But right now, as it stands, this is the only funding that they may be getting.
This is my opinion. It looks really good, like I say, for the children and everything. And you know, if we do let her know that we won't be fully funding it every year, you know, maybe if we start out and we understand, you know, it's hard to get donations right now, but that's all. Thank you.
One other thing, Chair, to add to that, she did tell me that, like, herself and other people, they volunteered their time and their energy to this, so it's not like a full-time job and they're not in there every day trying to get donations. So it's all, they're donating their time trying to get help to do something for the children.
Okay, kind of like in-kind service.
Right.
Thank you.
I don't think that would be a problem, Representative Mark, and I'll ask her and see what else she has, but when I talked to her, she said she did have some. She even spent quite a bit out of pocket herself. So I'll just have her go ahead and submit what else from donations and everything.
Thank you.
Thomas.
If she does go out and raise other funds, then this could be amended on the floor, you know, for any adjustment from the $5,000.
Okay. Any more questions? No more questions, roll call vote. Chief.
Could her volunteering and doing the work, would that be used as in kind?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it could. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you would put an hourly wage on that or how you would do that, though, but I just wondered if that was a possibility, you know, just kind of help out.
Mm-hmm.
You may relay that to her.
Okay. Any other comments, questions? Roll call vote.
Ms. Chuck?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Doe Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
BF&J.
And forward to BF&J for funding source. Next item we have is NCA 17-170. Allow them School Creek Nation authorizing a donation to assist the Oklahoma Indian Missionary Conference for the legacy of past hope for the future benefit gala and silent auction. Sponsors Randall Hicks.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Second by Mitch Jack. Discussion? Yes, Randall.
This particular event, the tribe has helped us with the last three times. This is our fourth event, the first one starting in 2011. In the United Methodist Church, we operate different from other denominations. We are a collection of 87 Indian Methodist churches in Oklahoma, 4 in Kansas, City of Dallas, Texas, Nama Hill Fellowship in Kansas City, Missouri. And instead of our local churches hiring pastors, we recruit them and then they're all appointed. And so they go wherever we send them to. And so there are some who are part-time, some serve by laypersons who serve as a pastor except they can't do the sacraments. And then there's about 25 who are full-time serving across the state, mostly in urban areas, some areas that are growing, Broken Arrow Indian Methodist Church, which was our most recent church, that now is paying 100% of its pastor's salary. And that's our goal for all of our churches. Some will struggle, especially the country churches, but that's been our piece. And so our challenge has been, like the government, for the longest time, much of our money to operate has come from our missions agency. And they, like others, are cutting funds every 3 or 4 years. And so we've been looking at a way to, how do we offset that? And so in 2011, we began this endowment. We started with $1 million from a trust fund out of the United Methodist Church, Oklahoma. There are two conferences in this state, the Oklahoma Annual Conference, predominantly Anglo, and then the Indian Missionary Conference, which is the oldest conference in the state with a mother church of Methodism. So they gave us $1 million to start this trust. So since 2011, every 2 years we host this gala. I invite folks. We used to have 330 people come. And the first one raised about $125,000, the other two about $80,000, $75,000, and this year our goal is about $100,000. Chickasaw Nation's our biggest funder. They gave us $18,000, which really covers the cost of putting on the gala. And so that means everything we make is 100% profit. And they also gave us $100,000 on top of that. There are connections with them. Choctaw Nation gave us $10,000 this year, and in different entities of the United Methodist Church has given us some funds. And some of the smaller tribes, but who can't afford to give as much as the larger tribes in the state. And so that's what we come to ask this body for your approval to go on to your next meeting, is for a contribution of $5,000, which goes into our permanent endowment, which when we first started, we were budgeting about $10,000, and we're up to about $60,000. So we used interest off of our permanent endowment, so we're realizing $60,000 our budget right now. So every year when we grow up $100,000, $200,000, that helps us that much more. Our goal is about $5 million, and we are thankful that a small entity, Indian Methodist Churches, can raise $1.7 million, which is what's in right now. And so we hope to be at 1.8 after this October. And of course, other folk, it gains attention for different people, and they contribute in other ways, Native people, non-Native people. And so that's the intent of this particular bill that's before you.
All right, thank you. Any questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Tom Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Thank you.
It'll be Ford and BFSA for a funding source. And now we're down to other business. No, didn't have any other business. And next we have his announcements. Mr. Lucan?
Her name is Patsy Hedge, 25 years old, 6 months old, and she has exhausted all her resources to the nation, which was the hardship because the federal program she qualifies for are out of funding. So I just let her know that tonight I would ask for donations from anyone on the committee, as well as anyone in attendance. She needs $126 for her electric bill. So anybody that would like to donate for that, we much appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Mark.
Announced for Broken Arrow Indian Methodist Church. They're having a fundraiser Saturday. I believe it's from 11 to 3 for a young couple that's from Texas. And in the flood, they lost everything. And the young lady, she's absentee Shawnee, but she was raised there in that church. Chuck McKinnery has been a grandfather to her and a father to her, her mother. So if you can get over there, come over and go to a good cause.
All right. Thank you. Any other announcements?
On the 22nd, at here at the Dome, which is on a Friday, and heyday, the United Methodist Women of the North District are having a fundraiser also. We're having a bean dinner that you get beans with slices of ham and fried bread and a drink and a dessert for $7. And then we will also have a bake sale in addition to that. So that's on the 22nd at the Dome.
All right, thank you.
Also.
Yes.
Sand Creek Ceremonial Ground is having their last dance this weekend. And
so I would like to invite everybody to come out and enjoy fellowship with us. I recently butchered my hog, and so I will be having fresh hog meat this weekend. So.
Oh.
All right. Anybody else? All right. Next week is adjournment and a benediction. Dale, would you offer that for us?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you for the beautiful day you've given us, Lord. Lord, just again, just thank you for allowing us one more day, Lord, just to serve you, just to praise you and worship you, Lord. Lord, I ask that you just be with us where we may go tonight, Lord. Let us allow there to be there in a safe manner, Lord. And Lord, just give us travel and grace, Lord. And Lord, I just want to say we just love you so much, Lord, for everything you've done for us, Lord. And Lord, just look after us, look after our families, Lord, and look after the victims from the hurricanes, Lord. And Lord, just be with our men and women in blue, Lord, and our men and women serving overseas, and just protecting our rights, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right.